welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mplanganyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us today the media manager of Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, SAFAIDS, Tariro Makanga, who will be looking at some of the programs that they are doing to educate women and young girls on the issues of HIV and AIDS. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Tariro Makanga. What is the mandate of SAFAIDS, especially when it comes to issues affecting women and HIV and AIDS?
Thank you very much. SAFAIDS is a regional organization. We are actually based in Harare in Zimbabwe. When we're looking at women living with HIV or women affected with HIV, SAFAIDS is playing a critical role working with women. We're looking at women who are living with HIV, who are undergoing PMTCT initiatives in the country.
What about the issue of mother-to-child transmission of HIV? What programs do you have in place?
We work with those women through giving them information, mainly where we are really providing that information where a mother needs to know that having an HIV positive status is not the end of the world. A woman who is living with HIV, who is on treatment, what they need to do is the moment that they discover that they are positive, they are pregnant, the next step is to go to a health service provider. When they go there, they actually put on a program where they are given prophylaxis to ensure that they can carry their pregnancy full term, to also ensure that during delivery, the child is actually protected. On the day of delivery, the child is also given prophylaxis. And in this day and age, no woman should deliver a child who's HIV positive. So for us as an organization, we are running initiatives where we are providing women with all this information, particularly when we are looking at the burden of HIV. Really, the woman is the most affected with this challenge.
What about the issue of stigma?
We are really trying to work with the woman for them to have an understanding in terms of when you are faced with that dilemma, when you are faced with the stigmatization that women often face in the communities, when you are even faced with the challenge of how to disclose to your in-laws, how to disclose to your family, how do you go about that whole process? So as an organization, we bring women together. We share with them all that information. We share with them even HIV prevention methods that are there. We know almost every country in Southern Africa at the moment, Zimbabwe being one of them as well, is rolling out male circumcision. And for us, we are saying male circumcision, as much as that procedure is performed on a man, a woman has a role to play on that procedure as well. We are encouraging women to have an understanding in terms of if their husband is circumcised, how does it benefit a woman? So women get that kind of appreciation, and we are finding a lot of women actually encouraging their husbands, encouraging their male children, encouraging their brothers to actually undergo such prevention mechanisms. So as a result, we are seeing that the woman that we are having in Zimbabwe at the moment is that woman who is actually empowered with information. Because for us as an organization, we believe that once the woman has that information, they will eventually make that important decision. So as a result, for us as an organization, that's where we are coming in and complementing other partners who are working in Zimbabwe.
What other programs are you doing in conjunction with other organizations in the country to help fight HIV and AIDS?
What we are doing as SAFAIDS, we have a partnership program that we are working with the Ministry of Health. We are working with Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. We're working with OFID, where we are going into the communities, right into the rural communities. We're bringing the women together in those communities, talking about PMTCT issues, and then we discuss those issues. And then we work with the leadership within those communities, hosting community dialogues. So if you go into an area, you have the headmen now, inviting the men also to those discussions. So we then bring together men and women, we bring traditional leaders, we bring even church leaders together to really discuss these issues. And then eventually what we are seeing now is to then to get to a situation where we are telling the men that a woman doesn't have to go for PMTCT services, to go for antenatal care on their own. a man has a role to play. We're also talking about the role the men play during pregnancy. We're talking about prevention. How do they prevent themselves from reinfecting the woman? We're talking about condom use within a marriage, particularly when we're looking at a woman being pregnant. Be she is positive or she's negative, prevention, particularly condom use during that period, we are emphasizing it. So we have found that bringing the men to that platform will enable now the men to uptake those services now because they've got that clear understanding. And opening those discussions also removes a lot of challenges that women were mainly facing, because when they go for antenatal visits, if the woman would first get to know about the HIV status, and eventually women were facing a challenge of going home and telling the husband. A lot of women have faced gender-based violence. Some women have been even chased away from home. Some have even been divorced because you are then, the husband would then say, okay, you are the first one to know about your HIV status. You who has brought this to the house. So with these initiatives, we're actually seeing men going with their wives for antenatal visits, undergoing voluntary counseling and testing together. And as a result, they take whatever result that they get as a family. The family talks about, we are expecting and not this woman is expecting.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Tariro Makanga, the media manager for the Southern Africa HIV and AIDS Information Dissemination Service, SAFAIDS.
Thank you so much, Mahla.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye in Washington.